You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
This is quite a complex question, but I mean, we can bottle it down to, or rather, whittle it down to a number of issues. One is the fact that internal municipal systems are not working in a way in which revenue is not allocated and then paid off to the appropriate people or the appropriate personnel. So it's really a municipal capacity issue. That's one. The other is that even municipal systems as well, with their revenue collection methods, are not collecting enough revenue as well to actually pay for whatever services that they get, whether that's water or that's also electricity. So there's an issue of actually collecting the revenue, one, and then when it is there, is actually making sure that it's allocated into the right places. And also this, just a lack of paying for what you use. And this is a chronic issue that it has been growing since 2012, and it's just becoming worse and worse and worse, mm-hmm. amongst other issues that kind of compound at the same time.
But what specific factors contribute to certain municipalities being more heavily indebted to Eskom compared to others?
So some municipalities are not making as much as they used to because of the economic conditions that we're in. That's one. And the other is that there is a level of capital flight that has occurred as a result of weakening governance and service delivery, with the quality of service delivery being low. So with that capital flight, obviously the amount of revenue they're able to generate from services such as electricity and levies has reduced. Because in most cases what municipalities do is that they use the electricity revenue as a way to cover the other services that don't necessarily make as much money. For example, the upkeep of certain services, whether it is the national, it is your parks, your road infrastructure, as well as maybe the reticulation of water, depending on the amount of people, obviously, that in that particular city. So electricity does generate a lot of revenue for municipalities, but it is also used as a stopgap or a plug for other areas which are not fully financed.
So how effective has the Treasury's debt relief program been in addressing the escalating municipal debt crisis, and what challenges have arisen in its implementation?
So it's effective in a way that if municipalities are able to accept some of the conditions, most of that debt can be forgiven, and it will not be seen as a default as long as they keep up with particular payments and arrangements alongside being allowed to be part of the program. So in that way, it is effective in ensuring that eventually the municipality is not stuck in a situation where it is heavily indebted. But the problem is that the conditions for acceptance or for entry are quite high and they're quite stringent, so municipalities are not all that happy to exercise or to be part of it. Those that have been part of it tend to keep to it, but the majority is that at the end of the, probably around the first phase, they kind of just step back from the conditions, and then that lapses their participation in the program. Really, the central issue here is we need to find a way to fix the municipal financial model. And if we don't, even if people do, or the municipalities do stay within the program, they're going to come back again after they get out of the program, because essentially the problem is the model itself of how municipalities generate revenue and allocate that revenue for their services.
So what long-term strategies then should be implemented to address the systemic issue, within the municipal finances that perpetuate the cycle of increasing debt to Eskom?
Yeah, that's the main question right now that needs to be figured out, is that we need to find a new model. We've been kicking this can down the road for quite some time. This has been known quite early on, even pre-2012, that there is not necessarily a clear sense that it is fit for purpose the manner in which the current municipal finance model actually works, from not only the grants that have been associated or allocated by National Treasury, but how the municipalities themselves generate revenue with the different mandates that they need to play. So there's various options that are there, but we don't have a clear line right now, and we need to come out with something at the end of the day, because this is just one of the first issues that quite clear to us that the municipal model is not working. But there are others, you know, from water losses and how you allocate and take into account water revenue and the likes. So the easy answer is the system is not working, but the hard answer is we need to develop a new one that is fit for purpose for the kind of societies that we have and the kinds of revenues that can be generated from municipalities, which changes at least a proportion of their mandates.
And this obviously has an impact on Eskom. So this escalating municipal debt, how does it impact Eskom's financial stability? And would you think that this may lead to Eskom perhaps seeking future bailouts again?
Yeah, so if we continue in this trajectory, it's going to happen that a new bailout would need to be accessed, whether or not it's directly into Eskom or through another treasury kind of program that at least addresses the shortfall that is coming from municipalities. Because, I mean, we're talking about a situation where, I would say, in 2011, 2012, we're like 4 billion in arrears, and now we're sitting at 72 billion, 74. It's a lot of money. And it's still increasing, even though there is, as we're speaking, these different programs that have been set out. So even if we do address it now without ensuring that there's a new municipal model, we're going to come back again, because the actual perennial issues that municipalities are facing are still there. And for Eskom to be able to write off just the debt of that kind is going to be quite hard. And on top of that, even if it does, it has to come back. It will come back again, because, again, the actual problems have not been addressed.
And lastly, for municipalities, there should be consequence management. How should non-compliant municipalities be held accountable in this respect?
So different people are doing it differently. I think a lot of companies, as well as communities that have banded together, have started to petition Eskom directly to say, look, we understand what's happening between you and the municipality, but the non-performance of the municipality in terms of the contracts is not as a result of us, the end users. So we would rather directly get access from you as an electricity distributor and no longer go to the municipalities. So that's one of the most poignant ways which people have been dealing with this. Some people then all petition provincial and national government to put some municipalities into administration, which again doesn't necessarily deal with the problem because it just sidesteps it. So there are various ways in which people are dealing with it, but the net outcome is that municipalities are now also challenging people who will try to get themselves away from this relationship between themselves and Eskom and the municipality. So what they're doing is they're now launching cases that basically want to put a precedent to say that all electricity distribution is a function of municipalities and no longer a shared responsibility between, let's say, Eskom, the municipality, and any other distribution company that may arise. This gives rise to this issue to basically say that municipalities see their own residences as captive customers, and if there is distribution that needs to occur, they are the only ones who can fulfill that. So there is a tension that is there, as I refer to as mandates, but people are exploring different ways in order to ensure that they are not caught in between this non-performance of municipalities and then they themselves being able to get the necessary services.
I thank you so much for your time. That was Business Unity South Africa's Energy and Environment Desk Head, Happy Kambule.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.